Hi Sean, it's Carolyn here. I'm ringing up with regards to the up-and-coming census that we're having this year on the 6th of March, I believe the date is. And it's working a bit differently this year. They're trying to encourage most people to do it online, and I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is Statistics New Zealand using the Blind Foundation to deliver a service that Statistics New Zealand should be doing itself. Now, to explain what I mean is that last week I got an email from the Blind Foundation, and it was telling us how we'd be getting a letter from Statistics New Zealand in the mail towards the end of February with an access number on it for us to be able to complete census online. And if you were unable to read that access number, so for example, if you didn't have the scanning software or phone apps to be able to scan the letter to read it yourself, then there would be a service to assist you by doing that. And the service is this. Statistics New Zealand has set it up that you phone the Blind Foundation's contact centre on the 0800 number. You register that you want your access number given to you by telephone. You have to register that by the 21st of February, which I believe is sometime next week, in fact. Then someone from the Blind Foundation is going to phone you and give you that information. I find that outrageous. Now, I'm not climbing into the Blind Foundation here. In fact, I have sympathy for the Blind Foundation in this one, but they should have held firm as well and said to Statistics New Zealand, no, this is private information you have for each individual. You should be delivering the information to blind and low vision New Zealanders that require that information in that method. If it's good enough for the Electoral Commission to set up a phone system to allow us to vote independently, what the heck is wrong with Statistics New Zealand? Why are they using the Blind Foundation in this way? The contact centre people are busy enough as it is handling our calls and our requests for service, let alone having to carry out the function of a government department that we pay our taxes for. We pay our taxes for them to give us the information just like everyone else. And so they should not be opting out by putting this pressure on the Blind Foundation. And I sincerely hope that Statistics New Zealand are actually paying the Blind Foundation to do this, because if they're not, that's even more outrageous. I'm pretty angry about this. And one, I think the foundation was a bit weak and should have said no outright. And also, I want to know what Blind Citizens New Zealand's position is on this and whether they are going to get tough as well and say that this is not acceptable, that Statistics New Zealand are opting out by passing the buck and putting it onto the Blind Foundation. That should not be happening.